leading news briefs, the internet is recovering after a virulent computer worm crippled online traffic over the weekend. Technicians have been racing to repair infected computers and patch up holes in the system that allowed the malicious code to shut down powerful servers and clog network pipelines. In what experts called the most damaging attack on the internet in 18 months, the worm known as SQL Slammer targeted a known weakness in Microsoft's database software. At its peak, experts said the worm affected around 250,000 computers worldwide, with the world's most wired country, South Korea, being one of the worst affected. The Slammer worm takes advantage of a 6-month-old security loophole in Microsoft's SQL Server software. It does not infect desktop computers and does not spread via email. Once the worm infects a server, it sends out multiple data requests in a random manner to other internet addresses, looking for more computers to infect. The effect is a flood of traffic that bogs down networks and can knock websites offline. The malicious code appeared around 05:30 GMT on Saturday, slowing down internet traffic for several hours. Internet surfing in Asia was particularly slow. In South Korea, where almost 3/4 of the population have internet access, online services were crippled for nearly 8 hours on Saturday. Officials said the cyber attack caused millions of dollars in losses to internet-related businesses. There were also outages or slowdowns in China and other parts of Asia, while cash machines in the US were also affected. Freedom Scientific has a couple of software updates available. Open Book version 6.01, the latest version of Freedom Scientific's optical character recognition package, was released last week and is available on CD but not for download. The update largely fixes bugs in 6.0's release. The CD is free to licensed 6.0 users if you can pick it up from a dealer, but if you need to have it shipped by Freedom Scientific, there's a $10 shipping fee. And Magic 8.01, their screen magnification software with speech, has also been released. This is a free download for authorized users. Freedom Scientific says the new version of Magic includes incremental panning, cross-platform networking, disabling of screensavers, and improved mouse-based navigation. Hilary Rosen, the top lobbyist for music companies, will resign after 5 years as chief executive of the Recording Industry Association of America, the group said. Rosen, after 17 years with the trade group, plans to devote more time to her children, she said in a statement. Carrie Sherman will continue in his current post as president of the association. Rosen spearheaded a charge by the music industry to reduce file sharing and unauthorized copying of songs by filing lawsuits against Napster and other internet sites. She became so associated with these efforts that Wired magazine called her the most hated person in the music business. Rosen, 44, also holds the position of chairman of the group, a title she assumed last year when Sherman was promoted to president. Since then, Sherman has taken a more public profile, speaking at conferences and issuing statements to the media. The recording industry blames internet file sharing for most of its $440 million drop in sales from mid-2001 to mid-2002, estimating that $4 billion worth of music products are illegally obtained each year. Officials are pushing to enforce laws against piracy and have enlisted artists such as Britney Spears, Madonna, Sting, and Al Jarreau in a campaign to sway public opinion on copying. The US Congress is proposing to slash 2003 funding of the Electronic Government Act, eGov. Amid much fanfare last November, Congress passed the legislation touting a new era of government services, and President Bush signed the bill in December, requesting eGov funding of $45 million this year and ramping up to $150 million by 2006. Instead, Congress plans to gut the funding by almost 90%. The House already has approved spending of only $5 million on eGov initiatives in 2003, and Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Ted Stevens introduced an omnibus spending bill last week, also calling for a $5 million budget for the legislation. The Electronic Government Act also establishes an Office of Electronic Government, headed by a presidentially appointed administrator within the Office of Management and Budget. The administrator will implement e-government initiatives and oversee agencies' compliance with relevant statutes. The bill also creates an e-government fund that will invest in inter-agency projects with government-wide application. The new legislation also authorises funding for improvement of the federal internet portal firstgov.gov so that online government information and services are organised according to citizen needs, not agency jurisdiction. Requires regulatory agencies to conduct administrative rulemakings on the internet and federal courts to post court information and judicial opinions on their websites. Allows agencies, scientists, policy makers, and the public to have access over the internet to non-sensitive information about where federal science funds for scientific research are spent. Improves recruitment and training for federal information technology professionals, and establishes significant new privacy protections for personally identifiable information maintained by the government. More of the UK's workers are surfing the internet from home as bosses clamp down on personal computer use at work, according to a poll. A survey for electronics group Amstrad found that 26% of those polled had installed internet access at home to avoid being monitored by managers. Sony said it has begun sales in Japan of CD singles that require users to pay a small fee over the internet each time they make copies. Sony Music Entertainment Japan Incorporated said the new CDs are designed to prevent piracy of music over the internet, making anyone other than the buyer who wants to listen to music from the CDs pay a small fee on the company's website. The CDs can be copied onto the buyer's computer once, but after that any additional people wanting to hear copies of the music will have to pay the 200 Japanese yen, that's about $1.69 US, charge for each song. Singles by seven Japanese pop artists went on sale at stores nationwide last week in the new format. The company says it currently has no plans to use the technology outside of Japan. A federal judge formally issued an order last Tuesday requiring Microsoft to release an updated version of Sun Microsystems' Java programming language for Windows. U.S. District Judge J. Frederick Mortz, who decided in December to issue an injunction against Microsoft, delayed the order's effect date for 2 weeks so Microsoft could appeal. Once the order takes effect, Microsoft will have 4 months to put Java on a version of Windows. Mr. Mortz urged the two sides to keep working toward an agreement on other details, which they submitted to him last Monday. The order will be in effect while Sun presses its $1 billion antitrust suit, claiming Microsoft used its monopoly to hurt Java. Java is designed to let any programmers write software to run on all types of computers, whether they use Windows, Apple's Mac OS, or some other operating system. Sun argues in its lawsuit that Microsoft has gained an unfair advantage by shipping Windows with an outmoded version of Java that's inconsistent for its users. Windows is used by more than 90% of the world's personal computers. Music producers in Europe have announced a second digital download day in a bid to promote legal music on the internet. The campaign, Digital Download Day Europe, will allow music fans to download €5 worth of music for free from sites that pay royalties. The promotion takes place on the 21st of March and will be available in France, Germany, Spain, Italy, the UK and the Netherlands. The scheme, which was piloted in the UK in October, is an attempt to fight back against the huge levels of internet piracy. An estimated 4.5 million people in Europe are thought to be downloading up to 1 billion pirated tracks through the internet. And that's news briefs for this week.